Pinky the Pig podcast show. Yay! And I'm here with my very good friend, Mildred the Cow. Mildred the Moo Cow. Hi, Mildred. How are you?
I'm good, Pinky. How about you, darling?
I'm great. I'm so good.
Okay, that's great. So, what's new with you today?
Well, you know, I always have something new to tell you.
I know. I'm glad you do. I enjoy it.
Okay, so this is the thing. Penelope came home from school, and she did this magnificent painting. She did the painting in school, and she brought it home. Well, wait, it's not just a painting. Well, it started out with the watercolor, and then... on the top, she used ink.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's an interesting technique.
Yeah, because then you have the contrast of the pretty colors in the back, all swirly, and then a sharp design of the ink on top.
Okay, and what was it of?
Well, Miss Hazelton had a photograph.
Yeah.
And she showed a photograph, and the photograph was of the Empire State Building.
Oh, the super tall skyscraper in New York City.
Yeah. Used to be the tallest building in the world for a long, long time, but not anymore.
No.
Anyway, Penelope did a beautiful painting. It's magnificent.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and Leyland's going to frame it and hang it up on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Miss Hazelton was explaining that the Empire State Building was built a very long time ago. And what happened was there were lots of people around the world that were trying to build the tallest building in the world, and the Empire State Building in the United States, we did it first.
Okay.
Yeah, and it took them, well, it took them, I can't remember.
Well, I know. It took them 410 days to build the Empire State Building, and it has 102 floors. That's 102 floors on top of each other, 102. It's really tall.
Yeah, super tall. Are you kidding me? It's crazy. Now, there's nothing more than 3 stories in my little town where I live.
Right. So this is 102.
It's huge, tall skyscraper. Yeah, and they call the floor story. The floors are stories.
Right, and it was completed on May 1st, 1931. And like I said, it only took them 410 days, which is just, well, you know how many days are in a year.
You almost had the grammar wrong.
I know, but I fixed it.
Yeah, we love grammar. We love to be, we love to do the grammar correctly.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so anyway, 410 days, because there's 365 days in a year. So that's another, not much longer than a year.
Right, which is a huge accomplishment way back then.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Right, so on May 1st, it opened in 1931.
May 1st. Isn't that the Maypole day? When you put the pole and then you go around with the ribbons around and around?
How do you know about that?
I don't know. I was just listening.
Okay.
So Miss Hazelton told us that when they decided where they were going to build it, there's a little stream that was going through there and everything, and anyway, they decided to build it right there.
Okay.
And they built it. They built it out of limestone. But they got the limestone from like Indiana.
Okay.
And then limestone is super strong rock to get out of the earth. That's what they made the Great Pyramids are built out of the same, well, in a different country, but that limestone material, very strong, fabulous for building. That's what the Empire State Building built out of the same material as Great Pyramids.
Nice.
So anyway, okay, so these guys, what's their name? I know the one guy's name is Lamb, kind of like a little baby sheep. His last name is Lamb. That's the only one I remember.
Right. No, that's fine.
Okay, so they designed it and they built it. And then they, on the top, okay, there's 102 stories of one. How's it go?
Well, there's 102 stories, one on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other. 102 is super tall.
Okay. And then on the top, then they have some more iron growing up off the top of the building, and then they light that all up, and they make it all different colors. And they make, depends on, you know, like if it's Christmas, they make it red and green, and if it's St. Patrick's Day, they make it green, and, you know, then red, white, and blue, and, you know, they make it pretty.
Right, right.
So anyway, she did the beautiful painting, and then in the neighborhood also, there's a Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's pretty close by. Madison Square Garden's really big, but it's not tall. It's just really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Madison Square Garden, that's really close by. And that's where they have all the sports arena. It's indoor, kind of like an arena for sports and concerts and stuff.
Yeah, and the basketball team, the New York Knicks, and then the ice hockey team, the New York Rangers.
Yeah. And then all the big concerts, and Elvis Presley, he played there. And, oh, remember we did that podcast on Elvis Presley?
Yes, Pinky, that was episode number 50.
Yeah, and also the Rolling Stones played at the Madison Square Garden.
Right, and we mentioned the Rolling Stones way back when we did that podcast on music. That was podcast number 8.
Okay. Anyways. And the painting is beautiful. It has a Madison Square Garden. And it has a Empire State Building. And then here's the thing. They have, like, on the 86th floor, you can get out and you can observe. And you can look at the whole city. And then up at the 102nd floor, too, you can go up there and look out all over. You know, from the observatories at the Empire State Building itself.
Yeah. And then, have you ever heard of the movie called King Kong?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's crazy. King Kong. Okay, this is a movie, right?
Right, this is a movie. You know, and it came out in 1933, and the Empire State Building was completed in 1931. So, they came up with this movie.
Yeah, and King Kong, he's like this big, giant, pretend gorilla, and he climbs out the side of the Empire State Building, and he's got the girl, the pretty blonde girl in his hand, and he climbs up there, and he's swatting away the airplanes. Come up there. It's goofy.
Yeah, crazy movie.
Yeah, King Kong. And then he had the thing with the Godzilla.
Oh yeah, the Godzilla, the Japanese created the Godzilla. He looked like a lizard, I think.
Yeah, I think you have that right. And then that movie came out in like 1962.
That's right.
Yeah, and Godzilla and King Kong had a battle. Yeah, I love those old movies.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, the Empire State Building is pretty spectacular, and it's still there. You can go there. You know, Lady Lynette's been there lots of times.
Oh, yeah. She's from New York.
Yeah, it's really cool that it's there, and it's super tall, and it's just a big part of the New York history, because the New York is called the Empire State, and so they call it Empire State Building.
There you have it.
Okay, Mildred, time for the poem.
Okay. All right, Pinky. I've got just a little quote here, and it was written by Ankit Roy.
Okay.
P. people will throw stones in your path. Don't throw them back. Collect them all and build an empire.
Oh, yeah, build an empire, state building. And don't let all that mess you up. Just collect them and build an empire.
There you go.
Like it. Okay, thank you. I love you.
I love you.